The 2022 French elections heads into its final hours this weekend as voters head to the polls for a second time on Sunday. On Wednesday, the two candidates, incumbent Emmanuel Macron and far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, went head-to-head in a televised debate that went for almost 3 hours. So why is this particular election so significant? With us is Dr. Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative, a think tank funded by large businesses. Dr. Hartwich, kia ora, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
You say that this election is crucial. If Le Pen wins, that would be the end of the European Union. They are quite big words. Explain it for us.
It is a crucial election not just for France, but for the wider European Union, because what really is at stake here is the future of the European Union as an international organization. Marine Le Pen is an extreme candidate. She comes from the extreme right. She has extreme ideas. She's also, of course, extremely close to Vladimir Putin and has been for many years. And so a Le Pen victory would completely change the political landscape of her country and the wider European Union. She has already announced that she would withdraw France from the command structure of NATO. She has mentioned that she would end the cooperation with Berlin. She has also said that she would put French law above European law, which basically means it's the end of the European Union as an international body making rules. So it is a crucial election for France, which will determine the future direction for European politics.
Can you explain a bit more about her background? Because Le Pen's father was Jean-Marie Le Pen, right? He ran Farben as well, but his party was the National Front, right? I mean, he was really extremist.
He was certainly extremist. I mean, there are stories about him being a Nazi sympathizer, and he was certainly on the very fringe of French politics on the right. And he actually made it into one of these runoff elections himself, too, about 20 years ago against Jacques Chirac. And at the time, the whole political spectrum in France united against Le Pen and actually got Chirac an 82% majority in the second round of the French presidential election, despite the fact, of course, that Jacques Chirac was not precisely a popular candidate either. But it was really just uniting against the far right in that particular election. What's happened since is that his daughter, of course, tried to make the party look a little bit less extreme. So she now comes across as a candidate who cares, someone who doesn't actually talk about the extreme positions her father had. She actually expelled her own father from the party that he founded and that she inherited from him. And she changed the name of the party, so it's no longer the National Front, but it's basically still the same kind of extremist party. And so it's a lot of marketing gloss over the old French extreme right, but it's still the old extreme.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Oliver, because how far has the apple fallen from the tree, really? I mean, she really has softened the image, as you say, applied liberal amounts of softener, your words, changed from National Front to National Rally. But really, if she gets in power, how concerned should we be?
Well, you know, I would even struggle to say that she is a wolf in sheep's clothing, because I don't even quite see the sheep's clothing. She has tried to appear a little bit softer than her father, which is not hard because he was so extreme. But really, when you look at her program, her father wanted to pull France, of course, out of the EU. She previously talked about pulling France out of the euro. She's not really talking about that anymore. However, she now says that French laws would always prevail against European regulations. So basically, that's the same in drag. So her positions, they sound a little bit nicer. She sounds a little bit more like a caring mainstream candidate. But if you really go to the bottom of her policies, they have hardly changed.
I guess my question now, Dr. Hartwich, is what's happened? What's happened to France? What's happened in the past 20 years to explain the rise of a fringe party, an extremist party, to the gates of the palace?
Well, as I alluded in my column for Newsroom this week, I think it has a lot to do with Vladimir Putin. So Putin has been a destabilizing force in democracies around the world. I mean, we just have to look at the American election of Donald Trump and see how much political interference there was from the Kremlin into American politics. Well, it's the same story, of course, in European politics. The Kremlin has actually tried to destabilize Western democracies by funding fringe candidates, fringe groups, basically anything that would make the political process more difficult in these countries. And if you look at the interference, particularly in France, the French extreme right received €9 million from the Kremlin through a very closely linked Russian bank as aid, basically, to run the party's operations. This is unheard of. And that loan that they received from Moscow still hasn't been repaid. Also, it was Putin meeting with Le Pen in 2017, having pictures taken in the Kremlin and actually thereby elevating Marine Le Pen's international standing. And she was still planning to use a picture of that meeting with Putin for her election campaign this year. She then didn't use the brochure which is already printed after Putin invaded Ukraine. But there you can see how much Putin, how much Moscow has interfered with French politics. And I think that is one of the reasons why we have seen this rise of Le Pen and her party.
Always hard to guess, isn't it, Oliver? You know, and one doesn't like doing it too much, but it's margin of error stuff. Which way do you reckon it's going to go?
Well, the latest opinion polls had Macron ahead by maybe 10 or 12%. And that's probably no longer within the margin of error. I think many French voters will probably realize now what is at stake and how crucial this election is. And they may not like Macron, but actually if they watch the TV debate carefully, they would have seen that Macron was in one sense successful. He actually managed to show that Marine Le Pen doesn't really have a coherent programmatic behind some of her catchwords and slogans. At the same time, the debate also showed that Macron has one weakness, and that is he looks quite arrogant, actually, in these debates. And that is exactly the reason why many French voters didn't like him and went for Le Pen as a protest vote. But still, at 10-12% ahead, there is a good chance that he will win this election. Also, by the way, interesting to see that there was a foreign interference now of a different kind into the French presidential election. Yesterday, the heads of government of Portugal, Spain and Germany have called on French voters to support the incumbent Emmanuel Macron against Le Pen, warning of the dangers of a Le Pen presidency. Actually, I've been following European politics all my life. I can't recall a single incident of different heads of government interfering in an election campaign in that way. Wow. But it just shows how crucial that election is.
So needless to say, Oliver, the ramifications for, you know, the great European Union, you know, is really on a knife edge.
Yeah, they would be enormous, the ramifications, if we had a Le Pen presidency. I mean, think of Donald Trump, what happened in the US in 2016-17, and translate this into European politics. That is what a Le Pen presidency would mean for Europe.
Very nice to have you on, Oliver. Kia ora. Appreciate your time. That is Dr. Oliver Hartwich, the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative, talking about the French elections. They're heading into the final hours this weekend. As voters head to the polls for a second time, on Sunday, polls are tight there, and the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen is just behind incumbent Emmanuel Macron.